Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory be to thee, Lord.
The child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about Jesus. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Please be seated. So we've had two lovely readings, the story of Moses, and again we've had the one that we had at Candlemas of Jesus in the temple with his mother. Are there some words you can think of that describe those two readings, the people in the readings and what they were doing? Anybody got any words that describe them? Were you listening? There was love, yes. Yes. Tenderness. I've got another word, actually. It's patience. And I'm going to tell you another story about patience. Does anybody know who Gregory was? Patience, yes. I'll tell you, I'll explain as we go along. Gregory was, at the time that the story is written, was an abbot. Does anybody know what an abbot was? Who knows what an abbot was?
The head of a monastery.
He was later to become a pope, really head of the Roman Catholic Church, or the church at that time. So a great man. But even though he was an abbot, he still liked to do the ordinary, everyday things that he'd always done. He liked to sit in his cell and he liked to do the beautiful drawing and writing that you see in books like the Book of Kells and the Lindisfarne Gospels. If you've never seen them, you get people to look them up online and show you what they are because they are very, very beautiful. So Gregory was sitting in his cell and he was drawing pages for the new book he was doing. And there was a knock at the door. Rat-a-tat-tat. "Come in," he said. And a sailor entered. Now, at the time of Gregory, I don't know what a sailor would have worn, but I like to think of him as we always imagine a sailor, with his wide blue trousers and his square collar at the back. And on his head, his hat, which said SS Raphael. Oh, the ship he must have been on, thought Gregory. "What did you want?" said Gregory to the sailor. "Well, it's like this," said the grey sailor. "I've fallen off my ship. And you know, I swam ashore, but all my money is in my purse on the boat." "Oh," said Gregory. "So what can I do for you?" "Well," said the sailor, "I thought you might give me a penny." "Oh," said Gregory. "Fine. There's a gong by the door. Knock the gong and somebody will come." The sailor picked up the stick and he went, boom, boom, boom. And after a minute or so, a noise came down the corridor. It went, flippity-flap, flippity-flap, flippity-flap. And in at the door came the very youngest monk of all, with his shoes all undone. "Oh, youngest monk of all," said Gregory, "why are your shoes undone?" "Well, I was out in the field feeding the chickens," he said. "My feet were wet. I was then going to dry them. But then the gong went, so I came running." "Will you please take the sailor and go to my study? And in there you will find my purse. And please give him a penny." So the youngest monk of all did just as he was told, and Gregory went back to his work. After his late mid-morning service and lunch, he went back to his cell. His cell, of course, was his room. He sat there and he was working again. And suddenly at the door came a noise. What do you think the noise was? Rat-tat-tat. Come in, says Gregory. And there, standing in the doorway, is the sailor. What can I do for you, says Gregory? Well, I've lost the penny you gave me, said the sailor. And so, said Gregory. I was hoping you'd give me another, said the sailor. Okay, said Gregory. So he told him to knock at the gong again. So what noise did the gong make? Boom, boom, boom. And along the corridor came the youngest monk of all. And what do you think he was doing? Flippity-flap, flippity-flap, flippity-flap. And he came in and Gregory said, why are your shoes still undone? Oh, he said, I was out with the ducks this time and that field is wet as well. Oh, said Gregory, would you take the sailor to my study and find my purse? And give him another penny because he has lost his penny. Okay, said youngest monk of all, and the sailor, and the youngest monk disappeared, and Gregory returned to his work. And later in the day, again after service, and after another meal, Gregory went back because there was still daylight and he could still see. And there was a rat-a-tat-tat at the door again. Who do you think was there? Do you think it was the sailor again? It was the sailor at the door. What can I do for you, said Gregory. Well, you see, it's like this, said the sailor. I was walking down the road and I slipped and I've lost my penny. Two pennies in one day, thought Gregory. Oh, well. He must have need, otherwise he wouldn't have come back. Will you knock at the gong, said Gregory. And so what did he do? He banged at the gong and the gong said, boom, boom, boom. And down the corridor came the youngest monk of all and his shoes went flippity-flap, flippity-flap, flippity-flap. Oh, said Gregory. Your shoe's still undone. Well, yes, it's the geese this time, said the youngest monk of all. Their field was wet as well. Oh, said Gregory, will you take the sailor to my study and find him a penny for my purse? So off they went. But just a few minutes later, they were back. Oh, said the youngest monk of all, there are no more pennies in the purse. Ah, said Gregory, but there is my little silver bowl that my mother used to bring my porridge to me in when I was a child. Give that to the sailor. He should be able to use that. So youngest monk of all and the sailor disappeared. He collected the little bowl and off went the sailor. The end of the day, the lights, the candle was lit, and Gregory had said his last office for the day. And they were all there together, the monks. And Gregory said good night to them and went to his cell to prepare for the night. And at the door came a rat-a-tat-tat. Oh, thought Gregory, what this time? Ah, well. And in walked an angel with his wings. Do you know who the angel's name was? Raphael. And he said to Gregory, you have shown such forbearance and courage today that I have things to bring for you. And he handed him two pennies and his silver bowl, and told him God was well pleased with him for his patience and his forbearance. And I think the story of our families, the love we show within families, is about patience forbearance, and love. I think the story of Moses showed that courage was needed as well. We see Mary and Joseph standing in the temple. When they knew the temple and the people around there and Herod were hostile to them. But they're there with Jesus in the temple to do the right thing for Jesus. They see Simeon and Anna in the temple, although we didn't hear about Anna this morning, who had used the patience of their lives and their prayer. We see the story of Moses, who was patient and forbearing and became a man of great power, but always his people. Families mean so much to us. Our understanding and our love within them is where people grow and develop. That family may not be our immediate relatives. That family can be the family of the church. And today we remember that Mothering Sunday is also the day we remember Mother Church. And the family that we create within this building is as important when we take it out into the world as any other relationship we may have.